on the Last Judgment. The day of the Lord shall come, a cruel day and full of indignation and of wrath and fury, to lay the land desolate and to destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Isaiah 13:9. The following is from French priest Louis Bordelou. This last judgment will not only be favorable and honorable to, but anxiously longed for by the just and the elect. For their glory, says St. John Chrysostom, will shine in the light of day, and their happiness and even the crowning of their desires will be that not only their sincerity of purpose, but their purity of intention will be at last displayed. Their glory will be that they are thoroughly known, since not to have been known was the original cause of all their disgrace. This, ye faithful souls, who, notwithstanding the corruptions and vices of this age, have served your God in spirit and in truth, this is what must, amidst the hardships of life, have strengthened your resolution and filled you with consolation. At that dreadful moment when the book of conscience will be open, your hope, enlivened by the sight of the sovereign judge and on the point of being fulfilled, will support you and well repay you for the unjust persecutions of the world. Whilst the reprobate, confounded, troubled, and astonished, shall advance with downcast eyes, you, because that will be the hour of your justification, will appear with confidence. Now, envy and calumny cast at you their poisoned darts, but then envy will be forced to be silent, or if it should speak, it will be in your favor. Calumny will be refuted, and truth will shine forth in all its luster. Nevertheless, you will rejoice in the secret witness of your own heart, which is preferable to all the praises of the world. Say with St. Paul, "It is of little consequence what men think of me, since it is my God who will one day be my judge, for he that judgeth me is the Lord." Or say with the prophet Jeremiah, "It is thou, O Lord, who judgest justly, and triest the reins and the hearts. Let me see thy revenge on them, for to thee have I revealed my cause." The Son of God will come to glorify humility in the persons of the humble. It is a justice he will pay to his elect. That humility, that simplicity, that patience in suffering without a thought of revenge, which worldlings will have looked upon as weakness of mind or meanness of spirit, God will come to crown these and will convince the world that therein consisted true fortitude, true grandeur of soul, true wisdom. "It is then," says the Book of Wisdom, "shall the just stand with great constancy against those that have afflicted them and taken away their labors. It is then that the wise ones of the world, free-thinking unbelievers, will not only be surprised, but disconcerted to see those very persons whom they look down upon as the refuse of the world, placed upon thrones of glory. It is then that many, amazed and almost beside themselves, will cry out, 'These are they whom we have often laughed to scorn. Fools that we were, their life appeared to us to be ridiculous, and their way of life as folly. Nevertheless, now behold them raised to the rank of children of God, and their inheritance is with the saints.' It is then that the pride of the world will, perforce, bear witness, although by compulsion, to the humility of the elect of God. And the whole effect of our Lord's promise will be perceived clearly and in a particular manner. Everyone that humbleth himself shall be exalted." The following is from Italian Jesuit Father Paolo Sinieri. "I am always sure, O my God, of having deserved your anger. When even I tried to do penance, I was uncertain whether my heart was not deceived, or that I had found favor in your eye. The day of your vengeance being near, I have nothing to expect but a judgment without mercy. Have I not reason to fear? But I knew that the fear of your judgment would be of service to me. It is that holy fear which has populated and will populate deserts. It would make me fly from the seductions of the world. It would make me wish to go into retreat, and through that would be to me a haven of safety. Create in my heart, O my God, this wholesome fear, which has made the security of the just banish from it that fatal indifference which is the greatest danger of a Christian. We should indeed be mad and very blind not to think of this last judgment, or to think lightly of it. This was not the case with St. Bruno. He was in the constant habit of selecting the last day as his meditation. It was ever present in his mind, and he never lost sight of the severe account we shall have one day to render to the sovereign judge. If we try to follow the example of this glorious saint, how changed will be our lives, how soon we shall become new men."